The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right. Welcome everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, man. We are trying to get our friends on Facebook Live connected here. This is the realest show ever, man. Thanks for being a part of history, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there with us. We're going to get this other platform working here because sometimes I can be stubborn and I want to make it work. So let's see what happens. We're trying to get somebody online today. And I want you guys to be able to hear from her. So, man, welcome to the realest show ever. We have unscripted conversation here, guys. We talk about the things that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but we say them anyway because they need to be said. So in that light, let's open this up and let's see if I can get somebody on this camera. And I'm going to connect this one. That's Miss Zaria. I love it, man. I love it. Stay in there. We got it working. Man, we are on. Turn what? The camera?
Absolutely.
No, there you go. You look beautiful. You don't need to turn the camera off.
We have places to go. Here's the drone.
Hell no.
That means you may have to hold the camera for your mom, Zaria. How about that?
No. My gadget is working fine.
All right. Her gadget is working fine. What is that gadget called? Oh, the phone holder. The phone. Oh, is Jaden still in the car? Oh. Well, anybody, you are live on the grind this morning. Everybody gets to see our family turmoil in the morning early. I'm gonna see if I. That's it. Hey, hold on, everybody that's on. All right, so you guys, I'm gonna end this platform, man. Y'all go to the Be Live platform on the other one. Let's see if we can see there. All right. Switch over to the other one, guys. Go to my page, Nathan McCray, and you'll see the other one there. All right, so everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, man, welcome to the grind. As you can see, do we have the dog in the car too? Oh, okay. So we have some special guests on the line with us today, this morning. We have, hold on one sec. Let's do that. Hold on. That's okay. We got to start it. Hold on. All of that talking and wasn't started. Hold on. 3, 2, 1. Boom. All right. We are now live on Be Live TV, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the grind. For all of my people out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, you've been here rocking with me from 8 o'clock sharp. Man, thank y'all for that. Thank y'all for hanging in there. We have some guests, or a guest on the line with us this morning, and we want to acknowledge her. We have Ms. Pam McCray on the line with us this morning. Ms. Pam McCray, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you just fine where you are right now. I can hear you just fine. Yeah, you don't need to dial in. All right. So we're gonna give some people some time to jump on the the other platform. But we are definitely live on YouTube. We are live on Facebook. This is Be Live. We are live on Blog Talk Radio Land, man. I appreciate you guys hanging in there with us, you know, as we make history here live on the grind, man. And I'm trying to find my other platform over here that I thought I had. Let's see. Hang in there, guys. Hang in there. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Let's resume the hangout. So guys, now you guys can actually go and see on YouTube as well. I kicked that hangout back up. So let me do this and let me do that. We're going to talk about something this morning, man. It's going to bless you. It's very, very practical. And I want you guys to already in the video call. No. Take me there. All right. Boom. Live now. Hold on, hang in there with us, guys. There we go. Let me close that up. All right. Man, that camera, the YouTube. See, I'm getting a chance to see the YouTube platforms, all the different platforms and how they're set up and how good they are and how bad they are. All right. So, by far, This one is winning. Be live. But man, we are live. We got some people chiming in. Pam, can you see people chiming in? I know you're driving. I don't want you to to crash. But
no, actually I see absolutely nothing. I'm not gonna have to
expect. Oh.
I don't see anything.
You don't see anything, any comments or anything?
Right, nothing.
That's on your mobile. Okay, okay. So we're living and learning here. We're living and learning. So here's what I want to do, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a song for you guys. And, man, tell somebody to jump on because we're going to talk about frequency this morning. And man, you may not know what frequency is, but ask yourself, what frequency are you resonating on? What's your frequency? We're going to get into those frequencies as they pertain to just life in general. We're going to break it down a little bit with frequencies, maybe on the workplace, frequencies in your relationships, you know, different frequencies that you have to resonate on and different frequencies that you need to pay attention to, you know, in the everyday. So I'm going to play a song for you guys, and we're going to come right back. We're going to give my beautiful, lovely, amazing wife, Ms. Pam McCray, an opportunity to get herself, you know, as they say, situated a little bit. So she can give some valuable insight on this subject also. So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, and we'll do a little roll call, you know, a little bit in here in just a moment also. All right? Let's do a little filler. Yeah. I like a little fantasy. All right? Be right back, y'all. Hang in there. So, Pam, can you mute your phone?
Higher than this.
gonna see if we can get Pam back on this thing this morning. If we can get Pam back on this thing this morning, then we're gonna talk about some frequency here. But so I want you guys to get the full gist of what we're talking about this morning, man. And I want to say this before we really get started. You know, on this show sometime, man, we have some technical difficulties. And you know, it's all a part of the process. And I want you guys to understand, you know, your process and how it happens and how things aren't going to always work out the way you want them to work out. There's some days I wake up and everything goes, you know, pristine, you know, and it's great. But those are the moments that you have in life that really, really build you. They grow you. They polish you up. They shine you. They cut you because it wants to see how you're going to be able to handle them. All right. If you can't handle those moments, then, man, how can you handle when you start moving and elevating a little higher up? So those are the moments that you want to just take a deep breath and understand that this is your space. Right. This is my space. I control what happens in my space. Take a deep breath, because when you're all in a tizzy and you're so concerned about what's going on, then you're going to end up missing some stuff and messing it all up when it really, really didn't have to get, you know, all fired up and excited anyway. Let me see, because I believe, yeah. So we'll see if Pam jumps back on, everybody. But, man, great day to you, Miss Vovo. Thanks for jumping on the grind, young lady, man. Always great to see you, man. Thanks, man. Shout out to all of my faithful listeners, man, that jump on here 2 days a week, man, 8 a.m. in the morning. Some of y'all are at work. Some of y'all headed to work. Some of y'all at home, man, laying in the bed. Some of y'all are chilling right now, getting your day started as an entrepreneur. And, man, thank y'all for jumping on the show, man, religiously, as they say. Great day, Vovo. Rob Key says, how is everyone doing this lovely Thursday? He says, I'm ready to win with LaMonica Lawrence, Nate and Pam McCray, and the greatest travel team. I hear you, man. I hear you. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Run your business like it's a business and not a hobby, Rob. That's what I'm talking about, man. Always be ready to win. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, so, man, let's see where we're at this morning, because, you know, I want you guys, first of all, to take a deep breath. All right, take a deep breath. Whatever you're going through right now, suck it all in and understand that you got to get to the other side. All right, so just woosah, man, woosah, bring it down, because everything that happens in your life happens for you and never happens to you. So you got to understand how you need to flow through it. I'm talking about no matter what happens. Some things affect us a little bit more emotionally than other things. Great morning, John Riley, man. Thanks for jumping on the grind, sir. Great to have you, man, as always, my man. So, you know, some things are going to happen to you that are going to affect you more than others. And you have to understand that there's some small issues in life, and then there's some large issues in life. And sometimes, man, they throw you for a loop, you know. And that's right, Rob, woosah, man. You got to woosah and calm it down a little bit, because I don't know if you guys understand, but when you're doing something and the anxiety kicks in, until that anxiety subsides itself and you calm it down, then you're going to feel all out of sorts. So that's why we love this show, man. We love this show because it's the realest show ever. It's unscripted conversation. And the things that we say, the things that we do, as a matter of fact, the things that we say are indeed the things that we do. There is no separation. So as I always say to you guys, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you anything that I don't know. I'm going to tell you the stuff that I know. I'm going to leave the stuff that I don't know for a future experience that I may have. Or maybe some of you have had that experience and you can share your insight right here on the grind, because this is the people show. And we want you guys to have a voice. And that's why I switched over to this platform, because I can put up different things. I can do different things. I'm just really jumping on the tip of the iceberg here. You know, when I see, you know, I can put Rob's comment up. I can put anybody's comment up here as you want, because I want you guys to have a voice on this show, because, man, I want you to feel empowered. I want you to understand that, you know, you're creating in your space. And when you create in your space, man, you create the things that God gives you directly. And when you create what God gives you directly, then that means you're moving in your purpose, right? That means you're moving the way you need to move, man. So, you know, I can, Bobo says, I'm currently going through a lot, Coach. You are most definitely talking to me. Awesome. Vovo, I'm here to tell you, man, life is life, and life is never easy. And I'm glad. Thank you for being transparent. Thank you for sharing that. And that's the first thing. You got to acknowledge that you are going through a lot because you're right there. You're crossing that bridge, and you got to figure out how you're going to get to the other side. Figure out what the lesson that needs to be learned, that thing, Vovo, and you're going to start coming through on the other side. Once God knows you learn that lesson, and now you're ready to input the things that you need to input so that you don't cross that bridge again. There are many bridges in life, right? But you don't want to cross that bridge again twice. So once you figure that thing out, then help is on the way. But first start to rescue yourself, man. Absolutely, absolutely. So see what we got here. I want to put some of your comments up. As you guys can see, man, y'all can see my beautiful wife, Ms. Pam McCray, on the line. She's back. She figured it all out, you know. When I first met Pam, she didn't know. Yeah, see, she didn't know how to IAO. She still can't turn her camera off. You're constant. You're constant, baby. You're constant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear all the background noise because I can't figure out how to keep this thing up. But anyway,
it's all right.
You know,
it's all right. This is the realest show ever, man. We're live. That's your space. You know, this is our space. This is what we do. So, you know, people see you. That's a blessing. You were able to figure that piece out. You're pioneering stuff, guys. Understand something. That everything that was created by somebody, by the frequency that comes from God to that person. So there are a lot of different frequencies, and we want to talk about that because I can talk to you guys all day long. Tell you right now about any comment that you put up here, guys. I can go, Pam will tell you, I can go for hours at a time. But I want to talk to you guys this morning about frequency, and that's why one of the reasons I wanted to have Pam on. So people are saying great morning to you, Pam. Y'all watch this, man. Doesn't her hair look great, y'all? Look at her hair. Y'all tell her hair looks good.
I woke up like this.
I looked over, and she was laying there just like that. And I saw this halo over her head, you know, and this mist. Lord Jesus, let me stop lying on the ground. I woke up, and it didn't look like that, y'all. I didn't look like this either. Let's just keep it 100. But, man, go through what we go through, man. We get ourselves up, we get ourselves going, man. Absolutely, absolutely. Rob, you're saying a lot, brother. I'm going to put that on the screen for you because you got a voice in, my brother. What's going on, Johnny Moore? Great morning, great morning. She's glowing, man. She's glowing. Great. Welcome to the grind, young lady. So man, let's get into this frequency thing, man, because I think it's super important. And I don't want to keep you guys here all day. Well, I really do, but I won't. So let's talk about this frequency thing, and I want to jump right into the frequency aspect of what we do. The first aspect is our frequency between us and God, right? All right. So it's the frequency between us and God, and that's kind of self-explanatory, right? But I want to touch on it a little bit because I want you guys to really get it. All right. Everything that you do and everything that you want to be successful in, if you want to go through it to get to it, then, guys, that means that you're going to have to be on a certain frequency. And you have to be on a direct frequency with the thing that you want, right? The thing that you want. So if you want something from God, everybody wants something from God, right? I want God to do this. Yeah, God, do this. Do this for me. Give me that. Take me here. Take me there. Everybody wants something from God. In order for you to get something from God, you have to have a direct connect to God, okay? And the only person that's there that's transferring that call from you to God is Jesus, okay? So I know there's people on this line that believe various things. Let me just say that. The elephant in the room here is that people believe different things. And I'm not here and trying to tell you, you know, don't do this and don't do that. But what I am telling you is that, you know, here in the McCray House, we do believe in the Trinity, right? We believe in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe that. Some of you may believe other things, but I want you to know that this isn't a show about religion, all right? Everybody believes that there is a higher being, and I'm saying that simply because I want to be able to connect with you guys, you know, to circumvent all and to ascend over any type of religion, because I absolutely hate religion. I'm just, hate is a strong word, okay? Let me say this. I have a disdain for religion, all right? And I have a disdain for people that are so hell-bent on what this is boom, this is what it is, there's nothing else. Things are different things, and I want you guys to understand that. But on this show, I want us to circumvent all of those hurdles, and I want us to be able to connect here and say, you know, we can help one another get where we need to be without all of the religion, do away with all of the tradition and, you know, all of this nonsense that keeps us separated. All right? Because that's why I say I'm not a pastor, I'm not a prophet, I'm not an evangelist, I'm not a bishop, none of that, guys. My name is Nathan McCray. Pamela McCray is on the other side of this video. And we are people that are striving to have the best life we can, and we believe what we believe. And we want to help people, you know, get where they want to be. And I believe that's one of our passions, is to help other people. And one of the challenges is to be able to help other people without getting used up and abused, because we all know the saying, nice guys finish last. I tell Pam all the time, you know that. Nice guys finish last. And but there's a, that fixed my shirt, y'all. There's a fine line for all of this stuff, right? And that's a whole nother show. We're gonna get into that another time. But let's talk about this frequency, and you have to get that direct connect to that higher being, what you're asking for, what you're praying for. And there doesn't need to be a person of flesh and blood in between you and God. Okay, let me say that again. We're talking about frequency. All right, this ain't church. All right, this is church, because traditionally church is a building, as everybody thinks it is. But spiritually, church is the person. Okay, God into us a person. Right. So if you want something, you have to get it from you directly. A flesh and blood person is trying to get the same thing directly. So never put a person of flesh and blood in between you and the creator, the person that you're praying to. You got what I'm saying? So don't do that. You want that frequency to come to you unimpeded. Right. So a lot of us, let me just say it. We put mom and them, put daddy, we put sometimes our brother and sister, we put our pastor, your bishop, your cardinal, I don't care who it is, a person that's walking this earth, we put them in between God. And you got to move them out of the way. Am I saying don't take wise counsel from them? It's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that God gave you the ability to have a direct connect with him, to resonate on the frequency so he can hear you. So your prayers are just as good as anybody else's prayers. You agree with me, Pam McCray?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's all about that relationship, all about having that connection. And it is direct. You know, when you are in a position where you're able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and you're able to directly connect, and you know that anything else brings confirmation. You know, nothing should be brought to you unless it's confirmation from that direct connect. And now you know that it's something that's coming from, you know, the Heavenly Father. So, yeah, you got to have that direct connect.
Absolutely.
And find us that frequency in order to be able to hear, in order to be able to listen, in order to be able to know, so that every single one of us can get up and go.
Absolutely, man. So if you guys have some insight on that, you know, put it on the screen, because you're entitled to your opinion, guys. And that's the thing about this show. I want you guys to know that we're transcending everything. If whatever your opinion is, you can say it, you know, on this show. But let's keep in mind, you know, do it tastefully. And just like I'm respecting all of you guys' different views and your different opinions on things, respect other people's views and opinions as well. Right. So it's open. Right. So let's jump into the other aspect of it. And you guys see, you know, I wanted Pam to come on the show, you know, this morning, because, A, you know, I love her. I know that there's a reason. We're a perfect example of frequency, but not in the way that you guys think. All right. Because we're going to talk about this in just a moment. So hang in there. I'm not going to jump on that. But let's talk about, before we jump into the frequency in relationships, let's talk about the frequency. We talked about the frequency between you and the frequency between God. Nobody in between of flesh and blood, right? So let's talk about the frequency that you have with the people that are around you. Maybe the people that are on your job, just maybe the people that you are saying are your circle, because this is, I believe this is super important for some people, because a lot of you hear us saying, and I'm sorry, guys, I'm trying to flash myself as well. A lot of you hear people saying, stuff like, you know, you got to purge, you know, you got to speak out and make your circle smaller. You know, you got to get rid of some people. You got to get rid of some dead weight. You got to associate with the people that are like you. And yeah, I got to tell you that all of that stuff is true. Yeah, as you go through your process, all of that stuff is just going to absolutely happen. Hey, what's going on, Sean Jackson Hughes? Thanks for jumping on. Rares Brewington, man. Brewington, thanks for jumping on the grind, sir. Great to see you guys. So you have to purge. There's going to be some things that you got to do, but it's all because of frequency, babe. Press that little P button on the right. There you go. On your left, I'm sorry. You're parking. Just press that little P button. The parking sensor will go off. So your frequency that you resonate on, it's just like a radio, okay? You're dialing that radio. As you're dialing through that radio, what most people are thinking is that most people are saying, I got to find my frequency. If you want to find your radio station, we've got the cool seat buttons now. You know, you can find it goes automatically to whatever is on your frequency where you are, right? So your frequency, as you're resonating on, or your car is looking for a certain frequency, boom, you hit it. Now you can listen to that radio station. But all along that dial that you're dialing, or that plane that you're on, that there's different frequencies in there, very minute little spots, right? You can't dial into them because you're not in position to dial into them. But there are frequencies there. Now, somebody in another place, they may be able to dial in and hit that frequency, right? Depends on where you are. But there are frequencies all along, but you're trying to find your frequency. The same with people, right? Some of us are trying to resonate on a frequency that nobody else can see, but we're still trying to get these people to chime in and hear what you're saying, right? Now, Pam, correct?
Correct.
Back up. I heard you say that there won't be a bunch of clarity. Is that what you
right.
said? You're not vibing on the same. You're not on the same frequency. Nobody's gonna listen to a staticky radio station, right?
Right.
And you're gonna fine tune it, right? You're gonna find the one that works for you.
Right.
We're very practical here, so we want to give you guys what you need practically. Welcome to the grind, Princess Tavarius. Thank you so much for jumping on, young lady. Always great to see you. So I want us to understand something here. I want to be very practical in what we do, because I want you guys to always, as I say, we don't want to take you to the bridge and walk away. We want to get you over the bridge. So when we're talking about the clarity, let's associate that with life. And your people that you're around, you have to. Sometimes we're stuck in situations trying to fine tune the radio station, trying to fine tune the relationship, and the frequency never really comes in. And then guess what? It hasn't come in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Right. Now, sometimes, let me ask you this, though. Do you believe that sometimes, at some point in time, you may get close enough to that person to where you can hit the clarity frequency? Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it.
Good, good, good. So the essence of what we're saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's a natural purge that happens, but you have to be the initiator of that purge when it comes to you. The frequency that you're trying to dial into, that's your frequency. Now, if your frequency is different than the frequency that other people and the way they're tuning in to the frequency that you're on, because your frequency is your purpose, right? Your purpose, what destiny are you taking to get to that destination? So as you move, you're moving, you're clear as you're crystal, as they say, you're crystal clear. You're pristine. Your frequency is resonating because that's your space. That's your purpose, right? A lot of us are on that path. So we're resonating all over the place because we're trying to be a whole bunch of different things that we weren't set to be. So as you move forward in your purpose, your frequency is set. It's clear. Once you find super glue that dial, okay, this is where I'm going, okay, this is how I'm moving right here. And everybody else, it's their responsibility to dial into your frequency, right?
Right. You know what? I think that's where people mess up. I think that's where a lot of times, you know, all of us, we've been there, we've done that, where there's so much bad on the line because we want to, number one, not let go of people. We want to, number two, not let go of the situation. And so there's a whole lot of static on the line. We may have this vision. We may have these goals and these dreams and places that we want to get to and things that we want to accomplish, but there's all this static on the line. And instead of moving past that static, instead of realizing that that station is not ever going to tune in, right? We sit there, keep going back, keep going forward, saying, I'm going to keep on turning this dial, trying to pull this thing in, trying to get this thing to the right frequency. But God is saying, let go of that thing. Let go of those people. Let go of those situations, because I'm taking you to a higher frequency. Because in order for us to achieve the goals that we want to achieve in life, we got to be on point on that high frequency with the energy necessary in order to accomplish it. But too many times we allow that static on the line to keep us exactly where we are, to keep us in that comfort zone, to keep us from moving forward in order to get us on that level that we need to be in order to win.
Right.
And it's because we is again allowing that the things the people in our lives to be able to dial into our faith and be able to dial into our minds, and what ends up happening is we end up staying, you know, kind of where that situation or where that person may be, and they can't go that situation, that person can't go to the frequency or to the level that we are headed in. So we just got to realize it and recognize it, and that's what ends up happening. That's that comfort zone, that's that box in which you never, ever allow yourself to get to the frequency that God has sent us to get to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So frequency is super important, man. Good points, fam. Great points. You know, she talked about the person and the people that's in your life and the things. There are things that hold you back that you're trying to resonate with at just as much as people. There are habits that you have that you need to break, that you're trying to resonate on a certain frequency, but that it's holding you back. And what happens is you're stuck there trying to figure out how to tune it in, but you weren't really supposed to tune it in. We call it static. We call it squelch. As you do that, you're trying to keep tuning things in. And when you're trying to tune something in, you know as well as I do, everything else around you stops. But when you're, when you're moving forward on your own, on your frequency, you don't stop. Once you I'll tell you right now, if you're looking for your radio station, you drive, you look for your radio station, man, you may be sitting somewhere, you looking for it, you find it, seek, scan. Once you find it, it's like, boom, that's it. Let's go. Let's ride. That's your station, right? 9 times out of 10, when you get in your car, you probably got about 3 or 4 stations set that you really, really like. And you flip-flop between the three. But there's one thing that's constant, is that there's no squelch, there's no static. Those 3 or 4 stations come in pristine because you've already identified with this what I like, this is how I'm going to move, this is my purpose. And as you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, As you're doing that, now you're moving on your frequency. Your frequency. It's everyone else's responsibility to move, to dial into your frequency, right? Not yours, to get them to basically move over a little bit. And so you can, now you hear me now, you hear me now, you hear me now. No, keep going and let them dial into yours. See, now this is what happens. And this is what I want to bring out, okay? As you guys are moving forward, there are going to be people that are going to say, well, you know what, you changed. You know, you're not saying the same thing that you used to say. You know, you're not doing this. And all you got to do is the up and down nod. Yep, I sure did. I changed. And as you're changing, people will make a decision on whether or not they want to resonate on your frequency, whether they want to dial you in. But it's okay. I want you guys to get this, because we have to get out of that state of emotionalism. Okay. It's okay if you don't resonate on the same frequency right now. It's okay. Don't get mad at them because they don't see what you're doing. Because remember, the things we say have to be the things that we do. The things we say have to be the things that we believe. You can't say that what God has for me is for me, and then as soon as you figure that somebody else doesn't want to be a part, now you fall apart because that person doesn't get you. But that person's not for you right now. Right now, that person's not for you. I don't know if you guys remember the show. I'm going to date myself a little bit. Pam knows I love movies. But one of the shows that I always loved was Star Trek, right? And I'm talking about the newest ones. I'm talking about the old one with James T. Kirk in it, right? Some of y'all don't leave me out there by myself. Some of y'all, if y'all know, say, I remember that, okay? But there was an episode on there, and they beamed down to this planet. And on this planet, they didn't know what was going on, and they didn't see nobody. All of a sudden, this one lady came out of nowhere. And the only person that she wanted to get to was one person. It was three of them. It was four of them down there, actually, right? So she said, I am for you, James T. Kirk. She was resonating on his frequency. And all she wanted to do was touch him. And if she touched him, she would kill him, right? So when he figured out that okay, I'm not going to let this lady touch me, they formed a barrier around him. And then all of a sudden, she would walk away and switch it up and say, I am for you, Spock. And now they had to protect him. But she was resonating on different frequencies at different times for different people. Now, as you're resonating on your frequency, there are going to be some people that aren't going to come with you. But guess what? As you move down the road, they may start dialing in, and they may hit your frequency, and they may like what you're saying all of a sudden, not because you changed what you're saying, but because they moved up to the level that you're on. Because remember, it's your space. It's your space. So if it's your space, then you're always at the top level. And if they're moving forward, and they're in their space, and they're on the top level of their space, and you guys intersect somehow, now you're like, boom, I hear it. Now they move up to where you are, and now you guys can move over and start doing business together. You may not have been able to do business together 2 years ago. You may not have liked what they were saying or doing 2 years ago, but all of a sudden they change. People change. So don't get mad at people when you see that they're purging, they're falling away, they may not respond to you as like they used to. That's okay. They have the right to do that. They're creating in their own space, or maybe they're not creating right now. But the more you concern yourself with that, the slower you're going to become. Right, Pam? Before we get into the next one.
Right, absolutely. That's being too concerned about what other people think syndrome. and really just keep on going, because you're right. You know, people change. People shift. Some people stay the same, and it's unfortunate. And those that stay the same, you may never meet up again on that frequency. It just depends, on what the situation, what the goal may be. There may be something, a purpose that God gives you in your life, in which now you end up coming back down to that frequency, in which now you can grab a hold to that person and be able to, in order to, bring them up. So you just never know. So it is true. Your path may cross at some point in time, but at the end of the day, if you're not on that same level at that moment, you gotta keep going. You can't be concerned about the thoughts of others. You can't be concerned and even look and pay attention to the current situation, or the things that you may be dealing with that you know that you have to go through, because if you're tell you what, anything that we go through in life, so it's all a result of the choices that we make in life. So at some point in time, we were vibing on that frequency. At some point in time, we allowed ourselves to get into that situation. But then what happens is our mindset begins to change. We can think a little bit differently. We begin to realize, okay, I'm not supposed to be in this position. So now we start to grow. We start to shift. We start to change. But yet we're still in that current situation because we allowed ourselves to turn on that status, okay? But now we got to continue to grow and to go and to realize that it's just a test. You know, it's just a test that now it's going to help us to get to the higher frequency in order to be able to manifest the better things that we want to see happen in our lives. So, absolutely. Frequency is powerful. It's energy. It's everything. It's being able to vibe on that level in order to, you know, get yourself to exactly where you want to go in life.
So absolutely, I love that, Pam. I love that, and this is why I feel so strongly about frequency, because people don't know what frequency they should that they resonate on, because they're too busy trying to dial in everybody else's frequency. You know, you got to focus on what your frequency is.
And yours.
Absolutely.
And then when all the stats start coming to the left and the stats start coming to the right, you're not trying to change the station and allow yourself to get involved in that stats because you focus. So you're right.
Come on, girl.
And not trying to dive in everywhere.
Come on. See? Let me tell y'all something. Everybody say, you know what, you're wasting your time. You waste time doing this. You waste time do that. Let me break something down for you guys, all right? Time belongs to no person. Time belongs to no one. It is not your time. Time keeps going. It's constant all the time, right? It's constant. So here's what happens. You don't waste time. Time wastes you, right? Because it's not yours. You don't control it. So how can you waste something that you don't control? But you can get wasted by misusing it, right? So time is just will run you right over, and you'll look up 2 years down the road, and you like, man, what the heck just happened? I got wasted by time. Yeah, time ain't gonna slow up for you. And I heard what Pam was saying earlier. She said something about, you know, there may be a time when you'd be able to dial your frequency down a little bit, and that's okay. That little bit, maybe for me, it may be an eighth of an inch. It's like, hey, get on. But for me, the way I view who I am, in order for me to accomplish the purpose that God is telling me that I should have, is that I have to stay on my frequency. And here's the deal. I may make a couple of circles around the block, okay? And it's the same thing in business. I'm going to make a couple of circles around the block. And as I make those circles around the block, if you don't get on that, while the frequency's tuned in to where you are, I'm moving. And as I'm moving, and guess what? I'm moving forward. You're either going to have to run real fast. As I'm moving up, you got to jump real high to get there. But can it be done? Yes, it's called massive action. Ladies and gentlemen, we operate on Earth, and it's a thing called gravity here. Anytime you try to go up, there's always going to be a pull to pull you back down. And you have to understand that. So it's going to take massive action for you to get out of where you are, right? So let's jump right into this because we don't have much time. Let's jump right into the last part of what we want to talk about, Pam. And we'll talk a little louder because Pam's car has that super engine in it and it's loud. But I can still, hopefully you guys can still hear us. I know you can. But nonetheless, I want to jump into frequency and relationships. And this part is going to be continued. And we'll talk about this a little bit more on tour as well. But this part will be continued. But frequency and relationships. Now, one of the main reasons I wanted Pam on here this morning is because Pam and I are perfect examples of not the way you guys think. They're in relationships, just like anything else, guys. There's different frequencies, okay? When you're, and I'm going to try real hard not to be Dr. Phil. I'm not going to be the love doctor. I'm not going to, because that's not what I do. I'm not the relationship doctor, okay? But what I will tell you is the things that I know. I won't tell you and speculate on things that I think. I'm going to tell you after almost 30 years of marriage now, I'll tell you what I know and what I've been through. And before I say that, before I get into it, I'll say this. Everybody that everything that you ever learn, guys, you ever hear, everything that you ever exposed to, either you're exposed to it yourself or somebody says it to you. Okay? But the person that says it to you needs to be have been through it. But everything is created by somebody, right? By somebody or something, right? So you have to know that you have the right to create based on what you go through and how you feel. So here's what I'm gonna say. Pam and I, our frequencies met, you know, almost 30 years ago, and we were resonating on the same frequency. That's how attractions happen. And most attractions, let me just say this to you guys, most attractions start out physical, right? You say, oh, she looks good. I gotta have that. And y'all say, oh, he looked good. I gotta have that. And there's the aesthetics there that you look at, and you're like, okay, you're attracted from a physical perspective, right? Because a lot of times you're attracted to somebody before you even hear them open their mouth, right? Sometimes people are attracted when you hear somebody talking. There's a certain level of attraction there. You never see them, and then you see them. There has to be a connection. It's like, okay, I love what they say, but I don't like how they look. I like how they look, but I don't love what they say, right? I'm going to tell you, this is how you break this thing down, man. This is real talk. Things that people won't say, we're going to say it because you guys need to hear it, right? So there are going to be those small fraction of people that are going to say, I love what you say, and I don't care how you look. I love how you look, I don't care what you say. There's a small fraction of people, but the vast majority of the people need to connect both of those dots. So Pam and I, our frequency resonated together almost 30 years ago at Walt Disney World, right? And as we connected, we liked what each other was saying. The integrity was there. The character was there. Everything was there, right? And as we started to build a relationship together, guys, that relationship started to I got to know Pam more. She got to know me more, you know, and then we said, okay, you know, let's get married, you know, and then we got married. Now we get married.
We
believe that marriage. We believe that marriage is a partnership. Two people with similar ideas coming together. I'm saying ideals. Two similar ideas coming together. To make things bigger, brighter, better, bolder, right? And that's what marriage is. It's a partnership, guys. It is, you know. So we did that. We came together. But here's the thing: frequencies resonated, right? And they still resonated on the areas that I just talked to you guys about, right? But how many of you know that in a relationship, people can be on different frequencies on their purpose of what God intends for them to do, because some people don't learn their purpose until further down and further up in their life, right? So it's you could be on a different frequency as you're in your relationship, in your marriage, and all of a sudden that person wants to do this and you want to do that. But we're still on the same road. We're still attracted to each other from looks, we're attracted to each other from, you know, how we say, what we speak, the things we believe in, ideas. We're still attracted in those areas. But Pam and I, we're a perfect example of that, because Pam has her own ideas of what she wants to do, and I have my own ideas of what we want to do, but we're still moving forward to accomplish the big picture for us and our family, right? The financial freedom, the security, the freedom as a whole is what we want to accomplish. We want the right to do this. We want to say it in our space, go where we want to go, you know, we see who we want to see, eat what we want to eat, do what we want to do, period. And everybody has the right to strive toward that. But until you get on the right frequency, you're not going to accomplish any of that. Right, Pam?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I want to add, can you hear me? Because I put my earpiece in, so you can hear some of the background noise. I don't know how long it's
going to
last.
I hear a lot of people.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Good. You know, as I'm listening to you too, you're absolutely right. When it comes time to relationships and being on that right frequency, the same frequency, but then you have different frequencies when it comes time to your purpose. And that's because, you know, at the end of the day, we all have different fingerprints. So whereas we come together in a partnership, in a relationship, you know, we have a purpose that we're supposed to accomplish together, but we all have our individual purposes. And when it comes time to in a marriage and in a relationship, that the whole thing comes together as one. As one, where you have the individual purpose, now a common purpose, but it also, the way that a relationship is able to withstand that, so that there's no So, what I can say, no discord happening in that, because sometimes in a relationship, you know, that can be an issue. You know, when one just doesn't understand, well, why are you not vibing on my frequency? You know, why? Well, you know, this is what it needs to happen, and this is what needs to take place. And what can happen now is, if you don't understand and you don't have a strong foundation, you see, everything goes back to foundation. And when you have a strong foundation in the relationship, then you understand the different frequencies and the fact that, you know, there's a season and there's a turn at that time, and also that we all have our individual purpose in order to be able to fulfill, you know, what God has put us here on this earth for. And so it goes back to foundation so that it does not cause that division in relationship. That's how divorces end up happening. When you start off vibing on frequency, some frequency, and maybe it's not the right frequency, right? Relationships happen. Maybe you were vibing on that psych frequency. You know, you like what you saw and this and that, but you wasn't vibing mentally on the right frequency. And so then you end up getting together and things can happen. But, you know, going back to foundation, I wanted to add that foundation and just really understanding. You know, that we all have our individual purpose, but in the relationship, you come together and you have one. Yeah.
Absolutely. One purpose, and I love it. And people need to understand that it's okay, you know, that you're doing one thing and she's doing another, or he's doing another. It's okay, because your purpose, you're still on the same track. You're still on the track because you both want success, man. And there's so many different things that we can talk about in terms of frequency, and things of that nature. But I just want everybody to really get that, because some of us are one foot in and one foot out. And we're so confused on what it is that we want to do or what we want to say in a relationship or just in a partnership or in with a friend, you know. But guys, we have to be definitive about it, because action really does speak louder than words, right? It really does. Sometimes you may not know how to tell a person, but you always know how to show a person. And that's me. Anybody that knows me will tell you, I can show you way better than I can tell you, because a lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people are like, well, I don't, you know, I don't really understand what you're saying. I don't know why you're doing that. Yeah, well, it's not really, you know, you don't have to understand why right now. I get that, you know, but sometimes you just, it's exhausting to try and explain yourself to people all the time. Just show people what you're doing and what it is that you want. And understand that, guys, you have to desire the process before you can desire the results, right? If you don't desire the process of whatever you're going through, whatever your frequency is, then you can't desire those results. So you got to go through it in order to get to it. And there's so many things on this that I can say, man. And we know for a fact that it's easier to see great as opposed to be great, right? Everybody sees great things, but we try to empower. We want to empower you guys to actually stay on your grind, man, and keep moving forward and actually move and work toward being great. And that takes a moment or a season in the dark, in the trenches, guys. And I don't know any other way to tell you that, but you have to take those hits. You got to jump in it, and you got to take the hit and be willing to get cut. As they always is, everybody wants to be a diamond, but nobody wants to get cut like a diamond. It takes time. Everybody wants to be in beast mode, but nobody wants to do the things that you need to do to get in beast mode, right? So guys, you know, always plan to be first, man. Always plan to create in your own space, man. Get on your frequency. Understand where God is going to have you be. Understand where you need to go, what you need to do to get there, and move toward that. Right? And Pam is moving. Pam has ideas that she's doing. I have ideas that I'm doing. And we're working towards one common goal. But stay on frequency in relationships. Stay on frequency at the job. Once you're on frequency, what's your job at work? What are you supposed to do? Figure that thing out and be the best at that thing. Right? So what's your business right now? Whatever your business is, find out what your wow factor is. What's that one thing that only you can do the way you do it? And once you figure that out, ladies and gentlemen, you'll stop focusing on everybody else's stuff, and you'll start building your own, and now you'll just support other people's stuff as you move through, right? So Pam, say goodbye to everybody.
On the grind this morning, y'all talk about it on your frequency and what God is doing in your life. Stop allowing that gas to come in and take you off your grind. I
All right. Bless you guys, man. We'll see you guys on the next show. You know, that's on Wednesday. It'll be on Tuesday, guys, 8 a.m. Tell somebody about the grind, man. Come on, get some gaps bridged. And, man, we do bridge work over here. So we're going to talk about something super interesting on Tuesday as well. And we continue a little bit of relationship stuff also. But, man, let me take you guys out of here with a little smooth jazz, man. Hang in there, guys. The grind will be back on Tuesday, man. And you look for some old time. God bless you guys. Thank you.